Welcome to our Tech Talk, the podcast where we explore the latest innovations behind Qplix, the platform that's changing the wealth management game. I'm Jill, and in each episode, I'll be chatting with the brilliant minds shaping the future of our software. Here, we'll unpack how individual features work and in which ways our clients benefit from them. Stay tuned for these exclusive insights, and let's talk tech. Today, I welcome Julian on our Tech Talk. He's an analyst in the business development team at Qplix and additionally supports feature developments as a product owner. His main focus is on creating trustful relationships with partners and merge their solutions with our platform, all to create significant value for our clients. So, Julian is the mastermind behind one of our most rapidly growing feature sections, the so-called add-on store. And that's what we will be talking about in this episode. Welcome, Julian. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jill. It's a pleasure. I'm excited.
Julian, first question is, of course, can you explain in short what the add-on store is and how it works in the context of Qplix?
Yeah, sure. Let me try to be short on that answer. So the add-on store is basically the place in the Qplix software where we want to make integrations accessible to our clients so that they can see them and easily install them. So integrations are basically pieces of software that connect Qplix with other software providers and partners. And those could be integrations of many different kinds. It could be market data feeds, custodian data feeds, but basically, you know, any kind of functionality that connects two systems.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a step back here. Why did you come up with the idea for the add-on store in the first place?
Yeah, good question. So to answer that, maybe let me take a step back and tell our listeners a little about myself. So I'm with Qplix since roughly 4 years, and I was actually given the chance to see quite a lot of different departments throughout that time. And since roughly 1.5 years, I'm in the business development team of Qplix. And back then, my boss, Philip, our director of business development, he pitched me the idea of growing our partnerships ecosystem at Qplix.
And was that how the Qplix add-on store was born, like in the context of expanding this ecosystem?
Yeah, pretty much. But actually, at that time, it was not yet called add-on store. You know, in the beginning, we had different ideas for how to name such integrations to other software providers. I think the very first name was Boost, but then, you know, we thought about also just calling it integration or calling it a plug-in. You know, there are many different terms out there how you could call this. We then decided to call it an add-on because that's actually the best term for describing what it does. It adds functionality to your system. And in most cases, that's functionality, like I said before, that connects to a partner or to our other software provider. But it could potentially also be, you know, just an optional Qplix feature that we want to make installable via the add-on store.
Okay, cool. So both is possible. Installing specific Qplix features that might be of interest to selected user groups, as well as installing a sort of technical connection to partner programs. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Both is possible. Of course, you know, in the context of partnerships, we are rather focusing on those integrations to other software providers. And that was also why I was quite instantly hooked when Philip back then pitched me that idea of growing the partnerships ecosystem, because within Qplix, we already cover a lot of functionalities. And of course, we also will expand that functionality that we cover ourselves in the future. But then still, in some cases, you don't have to invent the wheel from scratch. There are so many software providers out there, and if there is a provider out there that already builds precisely that, what the customer needs to have his problem solved, then why not just let two systems communicate in a smart way? You know, that saying that the whole is bigger than the sum of its parts, I think, especially in the partnership context, that actually is true quite often.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you had an idea, you saw a benefit. How did you bring the add-on store to life then?
Yeah, back then we didn't actually have the store at the beginning. So at some point we had the first add-on. You know, I told you, we then decided to call it an add-on, but we didn't have the store. We just displayed it on the homepage of Kublix. It was the ISS ESG add-on. But then quite soon we thought, okay, we have to have a dedicated place for those add-on. We don't want to just depict them on the home screen. We want to have a special page for that. So that was when we introduced the store.
Pretty cool, but a store with one add-on? Can you even call that a store?
A good remark. I mean, it was maybe in the beginning more of like a communist store, kind of, you know, there was a little supply. We had actually two add-ons when we introduced it, because the iBox add-on was coming with the introduction of the store as well, which gives you index data for your bond securities. But of course, it still looked quite empty in the beginning. And the challenge for us was to grow this and to add more add-ons. And it definitely took some time to get this rolling. But in the recent weeks and months, we really made some big steps here. And if you have a look at the store now, it's quite full and you see a lot of different add-ons in there.
Yeah, awesome. While we're at it, can you give us a little more information on the add-ons that are currently available?
Sure. So I already mentioned the ISS ESG add-on that gives you certain ESG data points on your securities within your system. The iBox add-on, which gives you index data that you can use to build benchmarks in your Kublix system. We have the ConfiPay add-on. This delivers data on your bank transactions from all your different bank accounts via one consolidated feed. Then we have another ESG add-on, namely the Moody's ESG add-on. We have the Moody's risk rating data add-on as well. We have the fund exposure add-on. So this one can be used for, you know, funds like ETFs or so to give you, for example, currency exposure or country exposure that can then be depicted on those fund securities. We have the cryptocurrency add-on, which we released just recently. That's pretty cool as well. It gives you quotes for your cryptocurrency assets. And yeah, actually, there are way more than that. I probably missed some in my listing here, but yeah, you can have a look at the store yourself.
Phew, seems like there's quite a lot going on here. And it sounds like there is a huge focus on data feeds and interfaces. How do our add-ons support our clients here? What are the benefits and why are they so important?
You're right. If I hear myself talking here, then it's actually all about data, right? But that's also what Kublix is about. We want to be the platform in the daily work of our clients, the single source of truth platform, as we also like to call it. And to be able to be that, you need to feed a lot of data into the platform.
Mm-hmm. Can we specify data in this context a little more? Like, what kind of data is it? Can we divide it into different categories?
Yeah, sure. So I think there are three main categories. There is ownership data. So this is basically which different entities you as a company are managing the wealth for and how those entities are structured. Then there is market data. So quotes for your securities, but also additional market data, like for example, ESG data, what I mentioned before. And the third type of data is custodian data. So this basically concerns all your daily transactions that you perform on your portfolio that we get into the system via lots of different custodian data feeds that we have to different banks and other data providers. So yeah, those are the three pillars of data within Kublix. And of course, you know, it's also very important that you don't just have the data in there, but you have it in a high quality. Because only if you have high quality data in the system, you can make use of Kublix extensive functionalities, you know, using the slice and dice analytics tools that we have that you can build your reports on, that you can show your data in dynamic dashboards within our app on your smartphone or your tablet. All those things are only becoming so valuable if you have that high quality data in there.
Thanks, Julian. I think this classification is really helpful to understand the amount and also the complexity of data we deal with at Kublix. Now, I was wondering, how did we even survive before the add-on store then, if data is of such high significance?
We had importers and exporters and all that long before that. I don't want to take any credit for that. But the biggest benefit of the add-ons in this context and the add-on store is that we make all of it accessible in one place. And the customer can just go there, have a look, browse through it, and install what he needs. Plus, also, we build new add-ons and new connections and new data feeds for very specific use cases that we want to solve. So we go out there and we have a look in our client base and we talk to our client success managers, or also in some cases talk to the clients directly, listen to them, hear about their problems, and then try to solve them potentially with a partner. And yeah, so ideally we find a pilot customer. We can then work on the development of that new add-on in a very targeted manner. And then in the end, we have something that solves the problem of our pilot customer, but then it's also visible and installable for others. Because previously, well, similar developments happened also in the pre-add-on times. But often it was then the case that afterwards, it didn't have the proper visibility and other clients that might have had the same problem maybe didn't know about that solution that we had developed. And this is, I think, where the add-on store brings its biggest benefit.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Since you mentioned clients before, is there a client success story that you can share with us? Of course, you must not give us a name here, but maybe you can focus on a real-life issue that one of our add-ons helped to solve.
Yeah, sure. I think one of the best examples is probably the Canoe case. So a year ago, a client of ours approached us and said that, you know, the management of his alternative assets is quite cumbersome for him in his daily doing. So for his private equity funds that he's invested in, he gets all those documents like capital call notices, capital distribution notices, and account statements. And he gets all those documents in different portals, and he has to log in there, retrieve them from there. He has to sort his mails and then sort them himself. And in the end, also enter the data manually into Qplix. So that's a lot of work for this client. And he said, hey, Qplix, can you help me? Isn't there something out there, some solution that we can implement to improve that? And then we went out there, we had a look at different providers together with the client. And in the end, we decided for Canoe Intelligence. And Canoe does log onto those different portals and intercept the mails to collect the documents for the client so that the client can see all of the documents flowing in one portal instead of many, namely in the Canoe portal. And then Canoe also reads data automatically from those PDF documents with AI. And they can then write this data into machine-readable files and send it to us, to Qplix. And in Qplix, we can then transform that data into our formats. And the final transactions, like a capital call, for example, is automatically created in the Qplix system. So we implemented that whole flow. And I think the outcome was quite nice. It solved the problem of the client. And we also had the add-on, which was then visible to others in the store. And in the meantime, we have many more clients using the Canoe interface. So yeah, I think that story quite well describes what we envision with the add-ons.
Actually, a very interesting story, and I see that you're very passionate about it. But let's put client use cases and business value aside for a minute. And I did not officially say that. Which add-on is your absolute favorite and why?
A tough question, because there are actually quite a lot of add-ons that I really like. I like the cryptocurrency one that we recently released, the ECB FX rate add-on as well. I think I didn't mention that one before. But yeah, if I really have to decide for one, I think, even though I spoke about it a lot before already, but I think I would stick with the Canoe add-on. Because this was also the first one where we used a kind of different style of add-on. So in this case, it's not a single click add-on where you just click the install button and all is done, but rather it's a kind of setup wizard that guides you through the installation process, because there are some decisions you have to take along the way. It's not a lot. Everything that can be automated is automated, but still, you know, it has this setup wizard process. And this was actually a really cool thing to implement. And it also helped us a lot for other add-ons that came afterwards, and especially for our newest edition, which is like a whole new group of add-ons, namely the bank connection add-ons. And here, the setup wizard also pays off quite a lot.
So you just casually dropped another huge add-on group, bank add-ons. What are those all about?
Yeah, so the bank add-ons or bank connection add-ons are our approach to standardize and automate the setup of new bank interfaces that we have in Kublik. So those existed beforehand. You know, the bank interfaces are not new. They are what I mentioned before. They are basically the means to get all your custodian data in an automated fashion into your Kublik system. There has been a lot of developments on this in recent times. We even have a dedicated QData team for that. So like I said, this is not new, but we changed the way of setting those up because previously how it happened is that a client had a request and said, hey, Kublik, I would like to have a connection to my bank. Can you please set that up? Then there was a lot of emailing back and forth between us, the client, and the bank. And there were some authentication details exchanged. And then there were some things set up in the system by one of our consultants. And in the end, you know, at some point, everything was done. But it was just a lot of manual steps, and it leaves a lot of room for errors and for miscommunications. And our attempt here with the bank connection add-ons is to standardize and automate that process as far as possible. And here we actually leverage that concept of the setup wizard again that we introduced in the Canoe context. And this comes in quite handy in this context as well, because the setup wizard will then guide you through the process and it will allow you to input some information in the beginning. Based on that information, you can then send a standardized request to the bank. And again, I think the word standardized is important here. And this request will contain precise instructions. So the bank manager on the other side knows exactly what to do. And then in most cases, you will get some authentication details back. You can upload those, and then everything else will be created automatically. But that means that because it's just one defined digital process, and it's always the same process that every client will run through for a specific bank, there is no room for errors and miscommunications left. And yeah, I think this is the big benefit that the bank connection add-ons bring and then allow you to use Kublik's big bank network in even better fashion.
To be honest, that almost sounds too good to be true. And I assume it doesn't come for free. So tell us, how are those add-ons priced? Are there subscription models or one-time fees? How do we handle it?
So the typical consultant answer here would be it depends from add-on to add-on. Some come for free. For others, we charge a small fee. But yeah, all prices are just listed on the corresponding add-on. So yeah, you can just go there, check it out, and have an overview in the store itself.
All right. We've covered a lot in this podcast already. And honestly, I'm not sure I'm able to keep track anymore. How do our clients make sure they stay informed and do not miss any new developments regarding the add-on store?
Yeah, well, I'd say the best way is to just check out the store every once in a while. But of course, if there is new developments, we will also present them in our release notes. Sometimes we have some hints directly in the system that point you at something new. Yeah, of course, we want to make sure that you don't miss out on any new developments in the store.
Julian, we're almost at the end of today's episode. My final question is, what do you say to our clients who have not yet checked out the add-on store?
Well, of course, I'd say you missed something and you should immediately go there and have a look. No, I'm joking, but yeah, I think it's a pretty cool thing. And also, I want to emphasize again that we really want to work together with our clients on this. So if you have a problem or a use case where you think that this could actually be solved by an integration, or maybe you even have a partner, you're already using another software system, but you think it could be nice to have the system communicate with Kublik, those are exactly the use cases where we are very interested of diving into them. So feel free to always contact us, either at the partnerships team, partner@kublix.com, or just via your personal client success manager. Such hints are very helpful for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we made it very clear today. Our add-on store is definitely worth a look. So this episode is now coming to an end. Julian, thank you very much for joining me today and for sharing these insights with us.
Yeah, thank you, Jill. That was actually a lot of fun. It was my first podcast. I never did that before, but I really enjoyed it. I hope I didn't talk too much. But yeah, thanks for having me.
You're always welcome to come back. Thanks, everyone. And don't forget to tune in next time when we are talking tech right here at Qplex.